Welcome to C2Y Podcast, discussions on child and youth care. My name is Wolfgang Vachon. I'm currently outside of Canada and consequently unable to do a full podcast episode this month. I intend to bring you interviews at a later date from some of the people I have met while in the Baltic region, where I currently am. In the interim, I'd like to share some videos with you. In December of 2012, I interviewed Dr. Dana Fusco, the author of Advancing Youth Work, Current Trends, Critical Questions. In that interview, one of the things we discussed was the movement to professionalize and credential youth work. Dana has edited a special issue of the journal Child and Youth Services, looking at various sides of this topic. I also have an article in the issue called Do Not Enter, What Are the Risks of Gatekeeping Child and Youth Care? I encourage you to look at the spring 2013 issue of the journal if you are interested in this topic. One of the questions that comes out of these discussions about professionalization is, how do we define what it is that we do? On the C2Y podcast website, which is www.C2Y.org, so that is www.c2ypodcast.org, I have posted links to a couple different examples of what working with children and youth looks like. The first link is a 20-minute video called The Many Faces of Child and Youth Work. This video was produced by my colleague Heather Snell from Humber College in Toronto. The Many Faces of Child and Youth Work was created with support from all the colleges in the province of Ontario that have a Child and Youth Worker program. The purpose of the video is to help prospective students understand what the field of child and youth work is and what a child and youth worker does. The link at www.c2ypodcast.org is to the YouTube channel where the video is available. The second link is to several short videos about an organization I just visited called Canaris Youth Center, located in Riga, Latvia. The director of the program, Roberta Egel, identifies as a youth worker, but her work is very different from what many CYWs in Ontario do. Canaris is similar to what is known as out-of-school time in the USA. Most youth who access Canaris are late teens, early 20s, are coming there from their own volition to do projects that they are passionate about with other young people. Canaris is a resource center with staff that are at the service of youth to help them realize the young people's projects and initiatives. They have done some amazing things in their very short time of existence. Each approach is about working with young people. Together they provide a nice example of how varied this work is. At the World CYC Conference, which happened this past June, the issues of professionalization, credentialization, and accreditation were prominent, particularly at the Educators Day, which preceded the official conference. One of the concerns that came up was how to involve young people in this process towards becoming a profession. How can young people be part of defining the standards of practice and competencies for the field? How can those we work with hold us accountable? How can children and youth have a say in who becomes a youth worker, a CYW, or a CYC practitioner? How can those who will be most directly impacted help determine what will be taught to future professionals? If you have ideas on these topics, please contact me through the www.c2ypodcast.org website. There are opportunities to ensure that young people be part of this process. There is a desire from those who are creating the frameworks to have young people involved. Last week, I was told that in Norway, any organization that wants to hire a youth worker must have at least 50% plus one of the hiring committee be young people that the worker will work with. Let's make sure that those we work for, children and youth, have a say in how we work. Until next month, enjoy the videos.